We're here in Delgany, County Wicklow, and we've just finished a second of two Age Action workshops on elder abuse with the County Wicklow Older People's Network, funded by the Equality Authority. And I'm joined by Emma Begley, the Senior Policy Officer with Age Action, and Sarah Mahon, the HSE Dedicated Officer for the Protection of Older People. Emma, why did Age Action organise these events?
Well, we ran two elder abuse awareness workshops in 2011, or four workshops in 2011, and they were very, very successful. And we really wanted to get back down to a local level, and so we partnered with County Wicklow Older Persons Network to get the awareness among local groups who work with older people, as well as older people living in local areas. There's been a lot done on a national level, but we really wanted to bring the message down locally, and we were lucky enough to secure funding from the Equality Authority to run the two workshops, and they've been very successful. We've had very big numbers attending both.
And how widespread is elder abuse in Ireland?
There's about 4% of older people experience abuse once they turn 65, so you're talking about low numbers, but it is that 4%, about 18,000 people, that we are very concerned about. They tend to be people who are more vulnerable and more marginalised.
And Sarah, what is elder abuse? Do you tell people who've never heard of elder abuse? In a sentence or two, what is elder abuse?
Well, elder abuse is any action or inaction that causes harm to the older person or violates their right.
And what was your message to the groups in Delgany and Arklow this week? What were you saying to them as one of the experts within the HSC on elder abuse?
The main message is elder abuse is unacceptable, and a small minority of people do suffer from elder abuse, but that there's help available and that HSC is there. We have a dedicated service and we can put measures in place to stop the abuse and help the older person live fulfilling lives.
And if I'm listening to this today and I say, look, I think I'm being abused, how would I contact my local HSC official?
In a number of ways. You can go to your GP, you can talk to your public health nurse, go to your local clinic. You can phone our information line on 1850 24 1850. If you have access to the internet, you can see our elder abuse pages on the HSC's website, or you can look at Age Action's website for the information available as well.
Finally, Emma, how successful were the two workshops? How would you gauge the success of these workshops?
I think, well, we were lucky to have we had full capacity attending both. We had a real mix of people attending, and people attending who wouldn't normally go to an elder abuse event. So we had local religious leaders, we had people from Moonton or Tira, we had care and repair workers, that we had people who have contact with older people on a daily basis but are not necessarily health and social care. But they have that contact, and they may be a confidant for an older person. And that's really, really important, that they're aware of what supports are available to them, and that they also build links amongst themselves. Like, one of the messages from today's workshops was that it is a whole society, a whole community response is needed.
Thank you very much for your time.